I am sitting at the back of a university physics class, while the students cluster in small groups around the whiteboards lining the lecture hall, ready to tackle the day's equation. Work proceeds in fits and starts. There's a great deal of erasing. As the teams of students begin to bicker, I catch a glimpse of my 9-year-old son at the front of the room, chatting easily with the professor. The frustration level in the room mounts. Finally, my son pulls a chair over to a whiteboard and steps up on it. Even so, he must stand on his tiptoes, straining his arm as high as it can go. This is his first encounter with the equation, just as it is for all the other students in the class. But he doesn't pause to deliberate. Instead, the numbers flow fast and fluently from his pen. Before long, everyone in the room is watching. The students from the other teams stop their work to stare at this little kid in the backward baseball cap. My son doesn't notice the gaping onlookers because he's happily engrossed by the numbers and symbols flying onto the board. They mount up at impossible speed. 5 lines, then 10, then 15, spilling over into the whiteboard space of the group next to his. Soon he's talking to the others on his team, pointing and explaining and asking leading questions the way a teacher would. A serious woman with a French braid breaks away from her own group, drawing closer to listen. She's joined by a stoop-shouldered young man who nods his head vigorously as comprehension dawns. In a matter of minutes, all of the students at the front of the auditorium have gathered around my little boy. When he points out a trick he's found in the equation, he bounces on the balls of his feet in delight. A bearded student calls out a question. I glance over at the professor, who is leaning against the wall with a smile on his face. Now that they get the problem, the college students rejoin their own groups, and their markers begin to move as well, but the tension in their body language is unmistakable. No one in the room loves the equation like my son. Class is dismissed, and the auditorium empties. My son packs up his markers, talking animatedly to a fellow classmate about a new NBA video game they both want. As they come up the stairs toward me, the professor approaches and extends his hand. Mrs. Barnett, I've been wanting to tell you how much I enjoy having Jake in my class. He's bringing out the best in the other students, to be sure. They're not used to being lapped like this. To be honest, I'm not completely confident I'll be able to keep up with him myself. I laugh along with him. Oh, gosh, I say. You've just pretty much described the story of my life. My name is Christine Barnett, and my son Jake is considered to be a prodigy in math and science. He began taking college-level courses in math, astronomy, and physics at age 8 and was accepted to university at 9. Not long after, he began work on an original theory in the field of relativity. The equations were so long, they spilled over from his gigantic whiteboard onto the windows of our home. Uncertain how to help, I asked Jake if there was someone he might show his work to, and a renowned physicist I contacted on Jake's behalf generously agreed to review an early iteration. He confirmed that Jake was indeed working on an original theory, and also said that if the theory held, it would put him in line for a Nobel Prize. That summer, at age 12, Jake was hired as a paid researcher in physics at the university. It was his first summer job. By the third week, he had solved an open problem in lattice theory, work that was later published in a top-tier journal.